The Qin Dynasty. Shi Huangdi's dynasty lasted only two generations, but that was still a huge accomplishment. Before that time, China was divided into seven warring kingdoms. Shi Huangdi conquered these kingdoms to unify China. China's first emperor. Shi Huangdi's original name was Zhao Zheng. He ruled the Qin people, who lived along China's western border. By 221 BC, Zheng had extended his rule over most of the land that makes up modern-day China. When Zheng established the Qin dynasty, he took the name Shi Huangdi, meaning first emperor. Because Qin is sometimes spelled C-H-I-N, the name China comes from the Qin dynasty. Strengthening the empire. Shi Huangdi sought to strengthen China through strong and harsh rule. One of his first tasks was to protect the new empire from its enemies. Throughout history, nomads had attacked China along its vast northern border. Shi Huangdi had a plan to end these border wars. He ordered what became the largest construction project in Chinese history. It is now called the Great Wall of China. Previous rulers had built walls along the border. Shi Huangdi decided to connect them. He ordered farmers from their fields and merchants from their stores to form an army of hundreds of thousands of workers. Shi Huangdi's wall took about 10 years to construct. After Shi Huangdi died, the wall fell into disrepair. Over time, other emperors repaired the wall and added new sections to it. Today, the exact length of the Great Wall is unknown. However, some experts believe it may be about 1,500 miles, 2,400 kilometers long. Organizing the government. To help put down rebellions within the empire, Shi Huangdi put thousands of farmers to work building roads. The new roads enabled his armies to rush to the scene of any uprisings. The emperor killed or imprisoned any local rulers who opposed him. Shi Huangdi divided all of China into areas called districts. Each district had a government run by the emperor's trusted officials. Reading check. How was China's Great Wall built?